This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I went out to Marina Del Rey the other day over by LAX to visit the headquarters of a multi-million dollar water brand.
Mike's upstairs. I can have him come down. Great. Or however you guys
want. No, we'll go upstairs. That's fine.
It's more like a warehouse than an office, really. High ceilings, exposed wood framing, concrete floors. Also,
oh, yes, a skate ramp. That's just what we need.
Next to that skate ramp and an oversized model of a human skull, five people sit at a big table working at computers and sipping cans of liquid death.
Before we ever had real product, we launched a Facebook page with like a fake commercial.
Yeah.
We never had real cans, so we tested it on the internet first, and the video ended up getting millions of views. The page had, you know, more followers than Aquafina within a few months. So I think we knew that we were onto something that could be really big.
That's Mike Cesario. He's the founder and CEO of Liquid Death. It is a canned water company, about 160 employees, soft launched in 2017, and got a whole bunch of attention with viral marketing stunts like... Later on, they did this, selling a limited edition skateboard painted red, the paint mixed with a real vial of Tony Hawk, the famous skateboarder's, blood. Seriously. But it worked. As of its last funding round, Liquid Death is valued at $700 million. You can buy a can of it for a couple of bucks at more than 70,000 stores across the country. And if you are unfamiliar, you will come to know it soon. It's among the top-selling drinking waters on Amazon, and it is the most followed beverage brand on TikTok in the United States. So says Food Business News.
We realize that 98% of people actually hate marketing. They're willing to spend $10 a month to not have ads.
Right.
And if you can make people laugh, they will just have a deeper connection with your brand, regardless of the functional differences of your liquid.
It is in some ways a company built on viral marketing, right? I mean, You see a water product that's called Liquid Death and you go, holy cow, man, and people start talking about that.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, really, we should back up and explain what Liquid Death is. For those who are not familiar somehow, what's the 30-second pitch on this company?
We're trying to make health and sustainability 50 times more fun. Typically, all the most fun, hilarious marketing over the last 30 years is all for junk food, alcohol, energy drinks, candy. Like, what are the funniest campaigns most people remember? It's like Bud Light, Snickers, you know, McDonald's, Carl's Jr. Whereas healthy food doesn't really ever market in that fun, irreverent youth culture way.
All right. Do we have a can of the subject in question nearby that I can just grab?
The flagship product, again, it's water, comes in a can with a gold skull on the front, Liquid Death in Gothic script on it, and a little origin story on the back.
So I want you to do something for me. I want you to read the blurbs on the side of this can for me.
I think it'd be funnier if you read it.
Well, it would, but, you know, you're the guy, so.
You know what?
Actually, maybe it would be funnier if I read it.
Yeah, it's going to be hilarious.
Well, we'll see. This infinitely recyclable can of stone-cold mountain water came straight from the Alps to murder your thirst. When a group of teenagers sets off into the mountains for a weekend of drinking regular water in plastic bottles, they become hunted by an aluminum can of mountain water that was dead set on murdering the thirst and recycling their souls. And then it goes on from there in that vein. First of all, I love this. But second of all, do you drink beer at all? Do you drink?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know who Gray Coke is from Stone?
No.
Okay. Stone, which was the original sort of West Coast IPA, has a very similar vibe to this. They've got gargoyles on their can.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Each of their
Arrogant Bastard Ale.
Arrogant Bastard,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
This is kind of in that vein of, you know what? We're just having a good time. That's exactly what I thought of. And, you know, Greg's been amazingly successful.
Yeah, and craft beer was definitely an inspiration from a brand perspective when we were creating Liquid Death, because I thought some of the coolest can designs and brand names were in the world of craft beer, like Arrogant Bastard.
Right.
And like, no one thinks that's weird. No one's saying, oh my God, craft beer company creates beer called Arrogant Bastard. Is this okay? Is this edgy?
Yeah, but you're doing water, man.
But what's
kids
the
are drinking this.
Exactly.
Which is great. We want kids to drink more water, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But do we want a 12-year-old carrying around a can that says Liquid Death with a skull on it?
100%. And there's hundreds of parents that agree. Like, we get messages saying, Liquid Death, thank you finally my 9-year-old is excited to drink water instead of soda.
Hmm.
And it's like, it's all because of a brand. It feels like something cool you're not supposed to have, but it's literally the healthiest thing you can drink. And it's like, we have people who are like, hey, I don't really want to drink alcohol. And now I feel way more a part of the occasion when I can walk around with a Liquid Death and people aren't saying, oh, what do you? How come you're not drinking?
Who is your competition then, right? Because the beverage space, right, and now the non-alcoholic water space is populated by ginormous companies. And for as much success as you're having, you ain't it. Do you worry about the Cokes and the Pepsis? Or you're like, yeah, you do your thing and I'm going to do mine.
Yeah, no, we don't worry about that at all. Because the hardest thing, anybody can put water in a can, right?
that's the tease cut right there. Yeah. Anybody can put water in a can.
But that's not why we're successful. And I think...
Okay, wait. So why are you successful?
Because we've built a really strong brand that has created legitimate fandom and obsession for the product. And that is something that Coke and Pepsi historically have been really bad at doing, which is why they acquire companies more so than they create, you know, viral brands or fandom on their own.
You rely on, right? And your stock and trade is viral marketing. I'm sure you spend some money on conventional marketing, whatever. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But viral marketing is your thing. So how do you, as a marketing guy, how do you gauge that? How do you know what's going to work?
And that's the billion-dollar question, right?
Literally, yeah, billion-dollar yeah. question,
if,
right?
If you can figure out how to consistently do that, you're going to have a pretty big business, and I think we've had a pretty great track record. We have a pretty good process for how we determine what's a good idea, what's a great idea, what's a bad idea.
Is it like a corporate secret? What's the secret to figuring that out? Because
well, if you want the secret, you can buy the company for $10 billion. It's probably, I've used this analogy a ton lately. We think about our marketing team more like Saturday Night Live. Like we're an entertainment machine and we're constantly trying to put what we put out on the level of an SNL sketch. Like even though this might be a commercial, what could legitimately find its way onto Saturday Night Live and people would be like, oh, that's really funny and that makes sense there. And if you can do that, I mean, something like Saturday Night Live has been around 30 years because they continually bring in the right creative minds. They always are just making fun of what's happening in culture at the moment, bringing in interesting celebrities and people as guests to kind of come into their weird world. And that's what we've been doing as well.
You're an entertainment company with a water brand attached, right?
Right, exactly, yeah.
Mike, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, of course.